I'm not going to feel sorry for them because they're our next opponent. So hopefully their struggles continue. But outside of us being their opponent, I can care less what Minnesota does. What's up, Tim?
Hey. From the back row here. Come on, your offensive lineman sometimes get a little concerned about playing in the dome, talent and everything, but from a receiver standpoint, do you like the situation of playing? You obviously have a lot of domes coming up here in the next few weeks.
Oh, we love the situation. You know what the environment, you know what to expect. You don't have to worry about the weather, so it's a huge advantage from our standpoint, from that standpoint, but from an executing standpoint, it's a lot tougher. You have to dial in, as I was mentioning earlier, because the noise factor and the 12th man, it's huge, especially if they make a big play or you're backed up in their end zone. It's a lot more tougher to hear and to communicate, so you have to really tune in a lot more.
That surprise you guys?
We're in Green Bay. You know, we Lambeau advantage, you know, frozen tundra mindset. You know, we got to keep our heads wrapped around the fact that we don't have a dome. We don't get that luxury to have a dome. Some wouldn't call it a luxury, but as a player, you know, you want to be comfortable.
Yeah,
cold, freezing is not comfortable. It's great for the fans, though. I guess.
Well,
you guys aren't really fans, so you guys kind of feel like us. Like, let's go inside.
Greg, the supposed or reported turmoil over there, is that any kind of factor to you guys as you approach it, or is it we have to take care of our business and how?
Yeah, we just got to take care of our business. Kind of like the Dallas week. You know, we knew they were struggling. We knew what their situation was. And where they were headed, and we just wanted to keep them headed in that direction until we get bypassed those guys. And this is the same this week. You know, we're just trying to make sure we keep our focus, keep our mindset focused on what we can do to progress as a team and as Mike says all the time, back success. And, you know, Minnesota is just that our next opponent.
When a team's going through, as Murray pointed out, how important is it to do what you did against the Cowboys? Where you get off the fast start, the defense gets three and outs, you get 2 points out. To make sure that they don't kind of hang around.
It's huge. Anytime you can punch them in the mouth right off the bat, it kind of puts them back in that here we go again type of mindset. And especially with them playing at home, we definitely got to kind of counterpunch those guys, because we know they're going to give us their best punch. They don't have anything to lose, so they're going to be kind of balls to the walls mentality, let it all hang out. Of course, we're a division opponent for them too, so they're looking like any little bit of momentum they can get for the latter half of the season for those guys, they're trying to get in. Same for us.
Can you hear Aaron if you line up wide?
No.
In that place?
No.
You just got to forget about verbal communication in that place.
Yeah,
especially when they get those speakers on the ground going. Right?
Yeah, definitely. You can't rely on verbal communication. More of all the hand. That's why we try to get the signals in there. And the less communication, the better. Sometimes, the more cut and dry things are, you can focus on the play at hand. But when you start trying to communicate, start trying to relay things, it kind of gets a little tough, especially in a hostile environment.
Do you guys have your mojo back? You think that you got those 3-game winning streak, get a little bit of bye? Do you think this team, with all the injuries, has its mojo back going into?
Well, we hope so. You know, we hope we can carry it over into this week and keep building upon what we've started. And you know, I think we're heading in the right direction as a team and as an offense.
How about Brandon Jackson? Can you talk a little bit about how this guy's really been stepping up his game with more opportunities?
The more opportunities you get, the more confidence you get. And he's one of those guys that you can notice it week in and week out. The more opportunities you get, the more comfortable he is. He's becoming, and he's definitely helping us out a lot, probably even more than he even realizes.
Does it help you that you guys already took care of the Vikings here and then to go in to their house? Does that help you out that you already beat them?
Well, I mean, it helps us to a certain extent, but we know that they're going to give us a totally different – well, they're going to be a totally different team because they're at home. We were at home. And they're probably thinking the same thing. You know, they're a different team on the road, and every team is a different team on the road. But we have the mindset that, you know, we're trying to build on something great here. And, you know, we have a lot to play for. Not saying that they don't have a lot to play for, but, you know, we want them to have that mindset like, oh, shoot, here we go again. So if we can get that, if we can do that by executing and kind of hammering them down early, then the better we'll be.
Be honest, are you surprised the way your record is with the way your injuries, the amount of injuries you guys have had?
I'm not surprised. I mean, honestly, as a player, you're always a little disappointed because you see the ones that you did let slip away. You probably notice those quicker than you notice the ones that the opposing team feels like they let slip away. But, you know, I think we're in great position. Could we be better? Yes. Could we be worse? Yes. But I think with the bye, guys getting back healthy, we're right where we want to be. Well, it means a lot. Just the simple fact that they swept us last year. It was kind of like a couple of years ago when Chicago swept us. It was like, shoot, we lost twice to Chicago, a team we felt like we were better than, and they got us. And we were able to sweep them last year. It's just like that. You come back with the mindset of, okay, we really owe these guys one, and Minnesota's that team we owe one because they got us last year.
Everyone talks about the dome and the noise. How about the surface, the playing surface as a receiver? Do you like playing on that little faster surface, or does it matter?
I like it. It's to fall on, you hate it because you get the turf burns and things like that. But the fast surface is great. You know, anywhere, any environment you have to play in, you have to adapt, learn to adapt to your environment. So that really is neither here nor there, you know, when it comes to strapping them up and getting ready to play.
You talked about your opportunities the last 4 or 5 weeks. What about emphasis? Has there been a different emphasis getting you the ball?
I don't know if there's been a different emphasis. I think just the fact of the matter being that I'm switching, I'm going inside more. Due to some of the injuries, Drew's drive not being out there, I'm inside. So there's different opportunities that I'm getting because of where I'm located in the scheme. It's worse for us, but it's probably the greatest thing for them. When they crank it up, it gets loud in there. You can't hear anything. I mean, we can be this close, and it's like, what are you saying? It's tough to hear. That's why we have to put an emphasis in starting fast, taking the crowd out of the game early. The quicker we can take the crowd out of the game, the better off we'll be as far as our verbal communication goes.
Obviously, you're not playing college here at home, but how does it compare when you guys play well in a place like that and that quiet the crowd? You hear that silence, and that's kind of going to be fun for you guys too.
Well, it's great, but at the same time, any play that they make, and you know they're going to make plays, that's just the nature of the game, it can spark that crowd at any given moment. So you got to continue to fight back, continue to put your foot on their neck and strangle them out there. But, you know, they're a good team, so it's going to be tough. Their record doesn't show that they're a good team, but we know what type of team they're capable of being.
Greg, this will probably be the last time you face Brett Favre. Any significance to that?
I want to beat him. That's it. That's it. I want to beat him because he's wearing a purple helmet and a purple uniform. But it'll be, you know, I mean, if this is the last time, you know, I wish Brett the best. You know, I've grown up watching Brett, grown up hating the Packers because of Brett and all the success he had against any team that I rooted against. Rooted for, so, but no, it, you know, it's great, just the competitor that he's always been. It's unfortunate that he's going through what he's going through, but, you know, better him than me.
Couple more.
There is a concern about that every now and then. You kind of think about it, like what they brought to the table is huge. But, you know, you have to learn to grow with what the cards that you're dealt. and get better and continue to bring everybody else up to speed so you won't have to worry about it. Not yet. I'm not that old yet. I don't look at myself as one of the old vets. Not when my locker's next to dry. Thanks.